Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after the short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Proverbs 4:23.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. And it was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Proverbs 4:23. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. I've heard a lot of advice handed down through my years. Some of it sounded like this: if you work hard, you need to play hard. Some sounded like this: never say anything behind a person's back that you wouldn't be willing to say to his face. Or this: be the change you want to see. All of these sayings are good, but today's Bible verse is the best advice I've ever heard. For most of my life, I understood it to be a standalone. I thought it meant that I should protect myself from negative outside influences that could hurt me or lead me down a wrong path. That sounded like a reasonable interpretation, but the problem was I plucked the verse from the page and ignored the context. By reading these words within their proper context, I came to understand them in a new light. I had to begin with preceding verses, so from Proverbs 4:20. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Within the context, then, we're supposed to listen closely to God's words of wisdom and truth and allow them to sink deep into our heart, to be embedded in the center of our feelings and intellect and reasoning. Then we're to keep the truth there. We're to ensure it stays put, that it doesn't go anywhere. We're to guard our heart above all else. In the original language, this term meant to protect or preserve or maintain our consciousness with serious intent, as though we were a prison guard. So really, guarding our heart isn't so much about building a wall around it to keep it from being hurt by the bad, as it is about ensuring the good stays put. Guarding our heart is of vital importance because it determines the course of our life. Preserving or hiding the truth in our feelings and intellect keeps us on the right track and saves us from living a life filled with regrets. And oh my, how easy it is to fall into behavior that does exactly that, cause regrets. The Bible has a lot to say about mankind's heart condition. Let's not mince words here. It's flat out messy. Take Jeremiah 17:9, for instance. The human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? I think you and I would agree that we don't need to look far to find the answer to that question. Without a doubt, the thoughts that dwell in our heart eventually influence our behaviors. Mark 7:21 and 22 says, "For from within, out of a person's heart come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, lustful desires, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. It's a mess, all right. As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. If we, as followers of Christ, want to reflect him and bring hope to a watching and hurting world, then we need to allow his truth to penetrate our heart. We need to guard it to ensure it stays there and doesn't get pushed out by lies and evil thoughts. Only then will the truth influence our behaviors, so our lives demonstrate what Jesus is like. Memorizing and meditating on Scripture helps make this happen. As a little girl attending a midweek kids club at my church, I earned badges for memorizing Scripture verses. These words from Psalm 119 stayed with me and helped keep me on the right track when I was tempted to do something wrong. How can a young person stay pure? By obeying your word. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Those are verses 9 and 11. Their truths remain in my heart today. Even though I'm not so young anymore, they still help me when temptation comes knocking. Perhaps you feel like your heart is anything but pure. You've concealed all sorts of wrong thoughts and motives there in the past, and they've influenced your behaviors. Now you live with regrets, but tired of the burden and longing for change. Maybe you've kept unforgiveness or anger in your heart towards someone who hurt you, but you realize now that those emotions are only hurting you. For some of us, the prospect of having a pure heart and a fresh start sounds intriguing, but impossible. May I offer a word of encouragement? It's totally possible. The prophet Jeremiah spoke words of hope from God's heart to the people who turned their backs on him. As God's mouthpiece, Jeremiah said, "I will give them hearts that recognize me as the Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me wholeheartedly." My friend, God loves you and wants to have a relationship with you. He will create in you a new heart if you let him, a clean heart when you invite him to do so. He will fill your heart with his truth, and as you learn to guard it and live from it, he will direct the course of your life. Will you trust him to do that? Let's pray. Father God, thank you for knowing our heart condition apart from your truth and for loving us enough to provide the way to fix it. We invite you to wash our hearts clean and to fill them with your life-giving truth. Help me guard that truth and not allow lies to displace it. I give you control of my life and trust you to direct its course. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local AngelTree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship AngelTree strengthens and encourages families every day. AngelTree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists.
When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillard. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.